you know, as if things could get any worse for Fergie, Sarah Ferguson.
Yeah.
You know, her husband or ex-husband stripped of his royal titles, and so they've got to leave the Royal Lodge, and they've been living together for years, even though they're divorced. But her latest children's book will be pulped, as the Brits say.
What does that mean?
They're not going to sell it in stores. It was published. Everything was set to go. It was ready to launch, and they decided we're going to pulp it. We're going to turn it into recycled bits.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, the book is called Kindness Along the Way.
Oh right.
Look, featuring Flora and Fern, which appear to be bunny rabbits. She's written like 50 children's books.
Right.
And so her first one was about a helicopter, and I read a book about her and her ex-husband, the recent one. And if they have any redeeming qualities, they did not find much room in this 300-page book to write about them.
Oh, and she lost the qualities. She lost the corgis too. You know, the queen left her the corgis, and I disagree with this because when he was stripped of all of his titles and they were booted out of wherever they live into another mansion, somebody else assumed the responsibility of the corgis, and that's not right. If the queen said she wanted Fergie to take care of those dogs till they die, that's the way it should be.
I think for the sake of the dogs, yes.
Yes, absolutely. What's your story, Kevin Wells?
So it's not even the holidays yet. Do you guys think the Pope gets tired of hosting people?
I would think, yes.
So it's been a laundry list of people, all great people, by the way, you would think, from here from Chicago that have gone to visit him, whether it's a resident or someone of note. But today, in addition to Governor Pritzker going, we talked about that a lot, the owner of the Chicago White Sox, part owner, Justin Ishbia, was also there today.
Oh.
We know the Pope is a White Sox fan. We know that, hey, maybe, you know, he's been at the World Series. He's been to plenty of games. Well, today, Justin Ishbia, who will soon take over for Jerry Reinsdorf within the next couple of years as part of their ownership shift, he was in Rome to discuss about inviting Pope Leo to throw out an opening first pitch at Guaranteed Rate Field. So he formally invited him today, and I thought that was pretty cool. And he also got an autographed White Sox jersey from all of the players. So Justin Ishbia doing his best pitch, pun intended, to the Pope to try and get him to come back to Chicago. So that's two people today who have tried to, hey, why don't we know you love Rome, but why don't you come back? Come on back. You know, we got a lot of people out there trying to get the Pope to come back to Chicago.
Can you imagine the Pope throwing out a pitch? That's
no.
Never going to happen.
No.
Well, what would he wear?
Ronald Reagan did.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he doesn't have to wear what the Pope wears.
I think those vestments would be just fine.
Well, they're white. That's about it.
You just got to keep them clean.
I don't know about the first pitch, but I could totally see it. I think he's got the character. He would totally do it. But either way, you know, you circle that on the calendar. If the Pope ever comes to town here in the next few years, you know, maybe he'll be at a White Sox game.
I think we'll find out over the next 48 hours that those weren't the only two Chicagoans that had an audience with the Pope today. All right, Mayor, what's your story?
All right, went from the White Sox to the Cubs. Did we even talk about Dansby and Mallory Swanson having their baby?
No, what's the baby's name?
They had a baby earlier this week. Well, they posted an Instagram like a couple days ago, but they never said the exact day. Josie James Swanson. It's a girl.
How sweet.
Got the name James in the middle, but it's
and you know, everybody looks
cute
at Dansby and they're like, and Mallory. Mallory's a superstar.
Oh, they're both, I mean, gorgeous people, you know. This baby is going to be so cute. They released a black and white photo of them holding her little hands on Instagram. So cute.
Going to be a heck of an athlete too, probably.
Well, she doesn't have a choice, does she?
Well, I don't know, but can you imagine the pressure if both of your parents are superstars when it comes to, you know, baseball and soccer?
Softball or soccer? What's it going to be?
Yeah, my dad won a World Series. He's won a few gold gloves. And my mom is, you know, captain of U.S. women's soccer team. She's won a World Cup. No big deal. No big deal.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations to them. That's really lovely. And then later you have to talk about Dancing with the Stars. People texted and said, who does Mary think is going to win?
A big shocker.
Do you know who's going to win?
You don't know who's going to win. I know who I want to win.
Who do you want to win?
The alligator guy?
Yeah, I do want Robert Irwin to win because he is so fun to watch. He was not a dancer when he entered this competition, and he is awesome. The stuff he does is amazing. I mean, yeah, so they did Prince last night. They, you know, danced to Prince. Oh, and I love every song that Prince has. So every dance was just phenomenal. And Jordan Childs did really good. Dylan Efren did really good. And can I say who they got rid of?
Sure.
It was the Whitney Levitt, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And she is probably the top dancer. And she's gone because she was just not popular. She swore when she was getting her scores. They had to beep her out. Carrie Ann and Abba says she just showed too much technique. I'm like, okay.
Oh, geez, that's a ridiculous statement.
Derek Huff started yelling at Carrie Ann and Abba. So those two are constantly kind of going at each other. So that's the drama there.
All right. Coming up after 5 o'clock, first of all, I hope you get in your car safely and you have a safe commute home. But we're going to talk to the executive director of the Institute for Food Safety and Health at the Illinois Institute of Technology. These food recalls, the amount of people who have died because of store-bought pasta, and now the baby formula, crazy. And then the person doing the documentary on the Lane Bryant murders is back in town. We'll check in with them as well. That's all after the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.